Scotty and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'm going to talk with you, share with you a story, a true story, a story of a man who I have not met but Bruce has personally met. And it's a wonderful story that helps us know that God has got this. So the title I'm going to call is God's Got This. And this man's name is John Ponder. He is an American who grew up in New York City. And from a young age, his grandmother took him and his brothers to church every Sunday. He never really enjoyed it. He used to often say he'd slump in his chair, but he did love the songs. He did love the way the church sang the songs. John Ponder was a black American. Now, in New York City, he got involved in gangs as a teenager. And he first got arrested for armed robbery when he was at the age of 16. Anyway, it so happened that in 2005, he robbed a bank. And he was being chased by the police. He got away, but he was being chased by the police. And he tells the story where he got sort of barricaded in the car or where he was driving with other police cars and the FBI, because they were after him as well. And he said he stopped the car and he leaned down underneath his seat to grab out the gun that he always hid there. And as he went to grab it, he grabbed nothing, just air. And he slouched down to have a look, and there was no gun under the seat. And as he sat up, he heard a voice in his mind say, "I've got this." And a peace came over him. And he said he didn't fully understand that, but what happened, but he got arrested. But he definitely remembers those words, "I've got this." But it wasn't him saying, "I've got this." He did recognize that it was God telling him, "God's got this." So he gets arrested and he gets put into a holding cell. And in the holding cell, it's a time where they're waiting for them to go to the judge, and they may not get sentenced straight away, but they'll get, you know, a staying where they are. And it can be days before they're brought before the courts and, you know, told what might happen. And, you know, the charges against them, and they get a lawyer if they need a lawyer, etc., etc. Anyway, in the holding cell, he was beside this other man, and I don't fully understand how the jail was set up, but they must have been able to talk. He couldn't see who was beside him, but they must be able to talk, you know, or hear in between the different people. And this guy yells out and says, "I'm leaving tomorrow. Do you want my radio that I have?" And John goes, "Well, I'm here all by myself." "Yeah, of course." Anyway, they did have pastors, priests, ministers who visited the jail. And in these days, someone visited him and they didn't actually open up the doors. He's just got a flap in the door where they push his food through or anything else. And what got pushed through was a book. So he said he went over and had a look to see what it was, and it was the Bible. But he didn't pick up and read it. He just put it on the floor. He knew about the Bible because his grandmother had taken him to church. Anyway, so it so happened that he was bored. He was totally bored. So he decided, "Oh, might as well have a look." And he opens up the Bible. And he opens it up to, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And he started reading this psalm. And he started feeling you know, I've never had a shepherd in my life. I've, you know, I shall not want. I've always had want, always felt lacking, lack of, even if it's things in my life. Lack of self-esteem, lack of things that were important, lack of love. Even though his grandmother, he recognizes his grandmother loved him. Anyway, as it was the next day, the gentleman who was leaving the other cell pushed, or I don't think he did, I think the one of the guards put through that little flap, the radio, transistor radio. Great, he said. So he got it and put it on. And God is amazing, because the only channel he could get was a Christian channel. And as he turned it on, and you know, he's, you know, trying to get all the other channels that wouldn't work, the only channel that will work is a Christian channel. And whoever was on the other side of the radio then said, "We'd like to share with you today on The Lord is My Shepherd," and started preaching over the radio of what John Ponder had just been reading about. He was totally amazed, and he was touched by God. And he started reflecting upon his life, thinking about what he had done. Anyway, it was a few days on, and I'm sure he must have been reading, listening to other things. And he gets taken up before the judge. But before he goes in, he actually said a prayer to the Lord and said, "Lord, forgive me, find favor with me with the judge, so that I do not get the full sentence that I know I am due. I robbed a bank. I held it up with a gun." And he goes before the judge. And the judge, you know, they listen to whatever's going on. The lawyers have probably stood up, the FBI, whoever, policemen, whoever, telling the judge what happened. And the judge sits in his chair and says, "Mr. Ponder, I don't know why I need to do this for you, but I am reducing your sentence." Wow. Another step of, in John Ponder's life, the revelation of what God can do for us. God's got this. And more this wording, "God's got this," happened in his life. So what happened was, he was jailed from 2005, but released in 2009. He's a convicted bank robber. But he feels like when you're released out of jail, you're on your own. They don't help you to go back into the workforce. You're not prepared. And he found out the statistics were like 80 to 90% of people released from jail reoffend and get back into jail in a short amount of time. And he thought, "I don't want to be like this." Because in jail, he'd come to know the Lord in that experience. And then he'd also, you know, caught up with the church things that they put on, the priests and the pastors and other people, Christians who come and visit. And he goes, "I don't want to go back to what was. I want to go back to what I am now, what God's calling me and drawing me to." You know, it's written and it's done said differently, but it's exactly this. It says God's got this in Proverbs 3:5. "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." It was nothing to do with John. Why no gun? Why God told him he's got it? Why set him up with a Bible and a radio that coincide to what he needed to hear in his heart? Why was the judge favouring him in regards to giving him a less sentence? I think he normally should get 25 years or whatever it was. And he got four or five. He said, "I don't want to go back there." So you know what he started? He started a not-for-profit ministry to prisoners, and it's called Hope for Prisoners, to help them integrate them back into society. Now, he went to a particular state, Nevada, and worked with the ministers there, the counselors, the prison officers. Now, he had to push, he had to fight for it because they would, come, you know, we welcome you. No, because he understood what it was like, he pushed and he went to the senators and anyone who was responsible for prisons and got them on board. And what he did was he did job training, he did mentorship, he did counselling weeks before they leave the jail. Not when they've left. You know that, you know, the parole's coming up or their time for their sentence to finish is coming up. And weeks before they get put into this program. And they teach them how to go for a job, how to write a resume, you know, write something for employment, a letter. How to even fill out bank forms to get, you know, bank cards or anything else. Because they haven't learnt any of that. They've been out of society for so long or never learnt it in the first place when they went in. And the wonderful thing that he does is that in Nevada, they did a study in 2015 and they found that 64% of people that went through this training found employment, but only 6% reoffended. Wow. Only 6%, not 80 to 90%, came down to 6%. And then other states saw what was happening and have, you know, taken on, not all of them, but have taken on this Hope for Prisoners. Now, the blessing that occurred was Bruce was in America at the time and he was invited to come to the graduation ceremony of a group that were being released and had done this program. And Bruce said he was in tears because outside of the room, they had got all of these men and women dressed in suits or beautiful clothes, or the men were in suits and they put ties on them. Some of them didn't even know how to do a tie, so they showed them how to do a tie. They'd never ever worn a suit before. The women had never been dressed beautifully like this before. And they all walk in and everybody stands and claps. There's prison officers there. There's policemen there. There was FBI people there that you know, have arrested people or done different things. There were wardens there. And they stood and celebrated these people who had graduated from this training. And the self-esteem that these people, then their head held high. And they had testimony after testimony of people who came up and shared their story. And one of them in particular, Bruce remembers, was a woman, a policewoman. She got up and shared her story and she said, "I was one of you many years ago." And shared her story how someone had given her a start in life, a new start. And it just was simply amazing. And I want to share with you and encourage you because of this story with this man who didn't expect anything, didn't even know really fully God. God has us in the palm of his hand. He's got this, whatever this is in your life. Maybe you haven't robbed a bank. But maybe you need encouragement. Maybe you need to know that God's got your cancer. That God's got your family. God's got your finances. God's got your struggles. Whatever it is, God's got it. Just lean into him. Follow the good shepherd. And know that you will want for nothing, for he will look after you. I hope this has encouraged you. Let us thank God right now. Loving Father, we just want to thank you that in this example, you have shown us once again your love for us, your unconditional love for us, that you desire to give good to us. You desire to love us. You desire to have a relationship with us, and you will go to the ends of the earth. You will do everything possible. You can, you know, change the mind of a judge to find favor with us, so that we can find you, that we can trust in you, that we will lean into you and know you are our God and you will look after us. And we thank you, not just for this story, but for the story that you have for us in our lives, and knowing that you have got this. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening. Thank you.